Recruitment freeze at the health service executive, which was first introduced last October, is set to come to an end today. Speaking on RT Radio 1's This Week programme yesterday, HSC CEO Bernard Gloucester confirmed that the embargo, which came to include all categories of staff except consultants, doctors in training and 2023 graduate nurses and midwives, will end today. Last week, the government announced that the HSC was to be given an extra €1.5 billion to plug a hole in its finances for this year and will receive an additional €1.2 billion in 2025. Recruitment limits and controls have now been set for the different regions and hospital groups which cannot be breached in a bid to keep HSC spending under control. Let's speak to Phil Ní Hay. She's General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. Phil Ní Hay, good morning.
Good morning.
Your reaction to what you heard from Bernard Gloucester yesterday?
Well, I suppose the most worrying thing for us is we received a letter setting out some of this detail last Wednesday, and at no point did it mention patient safety. Our measurements for nursing numbers and midwifery numbers are all based on patient safety measures. So in other words, for patients to be safe, you need one nurse for six patients. We breach that on a daily basis in the health service. What the HSE are now saying is that they are financed to provide a set number, a cap, which is based on the 2023 occupied posts. Now, everybody knows that to recruit a nurse, it takes a minimum of 6 months. So at the end of 2023, we had a lot of vacant posts that weren't filled. So it looks like, to us, it looks like all of those posts have now been removed. And the letter is quite specific. It says occupied posts on the census. So that means grades like nursing and midwifery who have a high turnover, where you have a high volume of people who are moving jobs, who are moving from place to place, they will suffer quite significantly as a result of what was announced yesterday.
Just to quote what Bernard Gloucester said yesterday, and I know that we're talking about numbers which some people might be terribly familiar with. He said the ceiling for recruitment is now set at 125,400 full-time equivalents, excluding 20,000 in disability, which was set at the end of December last year. And he said by the end of this year, the affordable ceiling will be 129,700. That's an extra over 4,500 equivalents, isn't it?
Yes, but he further breaks that down to say 1,850 of those are new development. In other words, there will be new beds that will be open. So the vacancies that currently exist, we're not going to retrospectively look at those and say, oh, because you have those vacancies. What they're expecting is that in nursing and midwifery, for example, we have an accumulated vacancy of about 2,000 posts. What they're saying to us is, get on with it now, and we'll give you additional posts for new beds that open, but the vacancies that exist, they're gone. Now, we're meeting the HSE tomorrow morning at 8:30, and we expect to have a robust exchange with them. We will not accept that if there are 2,000 vacancies, that they just disappear. And they are based on patient safety measurements, because if you go into any ward today, if you go into any ED department, we know we're carrying vacancies. It simply is not good enough to say they don't exist, because we're basing our census of December 23 on occupied posts.
So what do you want to hear from the HSE when you meet them today?
Well, what we want to hear from the minister is our request. We want an independent oversight of staffing, and we want that from HICWA. We've already called for the patient safety licensing bill to be introduced. It was stalled in 2018, but what it does is it gives HICWA the power to do more than just say these staffing levels are unsafe. It gives them the power to then instruct that patient safety takes precedent over everything else when you're determining staffing. That's the only way our system is going to refocus on patient safety, and it's a service that must be delivered by nurses, by midwives, by doctors, by allied health professionals, by healthcare assistants. And when you stop focusing on that, well, then patient safety suffers.
Phil Ní Hay, General Secretary of the INMO, thank you for speaking with us.